Inspiration FM. This is the World News.
And still talking health.
My name is Faithful, and it's time to take ownership.
My name is Joy Johnson. I am a youth ambassador of Generation Negative.
My name is Temi Tokwe Obatunyibo. I am a youth ambassador for Generation Negative, Gen N. Please put yourself first, no matter what.
Hello, you heard the voices of youth ambassadors representing adolescent girls and young women who data show are most vulnerable to HIV infection. Statistics by UNICEF show that women aged 15 to 49, and specifically those aged 20 to 24, are more likely to be living with HIV at 1.9% than men at 0.9% in the same age group. To gear up efforts at addressing this, the National Agency for the Control of AIDS, NACA, is collaborating with Mosaic Maximum Options to advance informed choices for HIV prevention, an intervention funded by PEPFAR through USAID. The partners are setting in motion modalities for a project aimed at achieving zero HIV infection. The project, Generation Negative, is targeted at young people, but with adolescent girls and young women at the center. NACA's Deputy Director, Ezinne Oke Uchendu, puts into perspective the rationale behind Generation Negative and the focus on adolescent girls and young women.
A lot of attention is being focused on adolescent girls and young women because of data already showing that a lot of HIV infection happen within this age range. In 2020, we had the study, the mode of transmission study that shows that high level of HIV infection happen around young unmarried people, and a lot of them are adolescents and young women. Then we also have other issues that put these adolescent girls and young women at risk of contracting HIV, including gender-based violence, cultural issues, and other issues that place them at risk of contracting HIV.
Mrs. Oke Uchendu's submissions comprised the bouquet of information about the project, which stakeholders were exposed to at the HIV self-testing and pre-exposure prophylaxis PrEP demand creation workshop held in Lagos. Some of the adolescent girls present at the event speak on the intrigues of the Generation Negative campaign, especially the high considerations on youth inclusion in the HIV prevention activities.
I think that as a country, we've gotten to a place where we can begin to see that young people are very important in the success or the future of our nation, and it is important that we keep them as LD. I see that it's very crucial that every young person is on the bus and nobody is left behind.
I feel like we are the core points of the world because we also turn out to be mothers, we also turn out to be sisters and grandmothers. So once we're able to build on this, it grows, it doesn't stop, and then we also extend it to also the male as well.
Most of the youth are, we are wild, we want to have fun, we want to explore life, so we tend to do it the wrong way sometimes. And we also have youths that, should I say, teenagers that are going through molestation and all that. So I feel this will be about us because we are the next generation.
The campaign Gen N is billed for an official launch in the course of the year and is expected to engender behavioral change in the direction of individuals embracing HIV prevention services, including HIV self-testing option, the medication pre-exposure prophylaxis PrEP, and condoms to attain the 2030 target of ending the HIV/AIDS epidemic. And to other stories now, the